Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this fifth day of October 2023. There's a lot going on, and unsurprisingly, a lot of it has to do with the new Speaker of the House, who that should be. We begin with a tweet from James Harris. Gets won because of miscalculation by both sides of an unholy alliance. McCarthy expected Dems would defeat the motion to vacate, but the Dems wanted to humiliate him first. They miscalculated that McCarthy would simply rerun and they would support his reelection. Fascinating. Fascinating. Meanwhile, Jim Jordan has reversed course and is now running for House Speaker. This is from the second smartest guy in the world. This Substack is loath to endorse any politic, but in terms of public servant, Jim Jordan certainly is the froth residing atop the cream de la cream. In other words, he has says many of the right things and generally stands for we the people. If only he promised to shut down both the IRS and Fed, but I digress. Representative Jordan has suddenly done an about-face after uniparty puppet Kevin McCarthy was ousted. How naive or corrupt were all the Republicans who'd given him the chance after flat-out rejecting any notion of the House speakership for himself? I'm very glad. I think he's a super guy. I think he'd make a terrific speaker. Here's more from the Daily Wire. Jim Jordan enters race for House Speaker. Jordan, now is the time for our Republican conference to come together to keep our promises to Americans. Representative Jim Jordan is running for Speaker of the GOP-led House of Representatives. A spokesman for the lawmaker confirmed Jordan's plans to the Daily Wire on Wednesday, less than a day after the chamber ousted Kevin McCarthy from the position. In a quote reported by the Washington Examiner, Jordan said, after coming out of the Speaker's office, I've had a lot of people reach out to me asking me to do it because I think we can. We'll see if that happens, but I think I can. Multiple Republicans had already voiced support for Jordan as a candidate. My first choice, if he will run, said Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky. Matt Gaetz, the congressman who led the effort to remove McCarthy, also indicated he would back Jordan. My mentor, Jim Jordan, would be great. You'd think that was all but a done deal. But get this. Donald Trump has been formally nominated for Speaker.
The mainstream media refuses to talk about this viral video. Folks, this is very important in every American.
Chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
There are images here of Trump as Speaker.
What's up, guys? It's your boy, Benny. It's wonderful to be able to take a step back and see the grand plan. Kevin McCarthy has been removed as Speaker of the House, and now Donald Trump shall become president because they'll make Donald Trump Speaker, they'll impeach Kamala and Biden, and that means the Speaker of the House becomes the President of the United States. Boom, Donald Trump is back being Speaker again. I mean, whatever. It's technically in the possibilities. People are nominating Donald Trump to become Speaker of the House, and Donald Trump just commented live about his thoughts on that, and you'll be quite shocked about what he has to say. Texas Republican will nominate Speaker of the House, Donald Trump. There's absolutely nothing precluding Donald Trump from becoming Speaker of the House. The House Speaker has had politicians, presidents, and people who are not elected to the House of Representatives to be Speaker before. History has a precedent of it. There's nothing that says that the Speaker of the House has to be a member of the House. It simply needs to be somebody that the majority of the House decides on to be Speaker. Multiple times in history, the House has not decided to have a member of the House actually become Speaker. And so could Donald Trump be that choice? Well, there is a growing number of people saying that it could be Donald Trump. Jim Jordan, who has himself announced that he wants to run for Speaker, saying on Sean Hannity's show last night, hey, listen, if Donald Trump wants to be Speaker, well, I'm not going to stand in the way.
I've now heard from a number of people. I know for a fact Donald Trump has been contacted about possibly him being an interim Speaker. Is that a reality?
I don't know. He'd be great, but I want Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States. If he wants to be Speaker,
well,
great.
I
want him to be president
still
of the United
run for
States.
President. He's still going to be running for president.
That's where we need him, is at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. If he wants to be Speaker, then that's fine, too.
Well, then that's fine, too, says Jim Jordan, a man who's literally running for Speaker right now. So Donald Trump, who initially said, why are they fighting? Why are they not fighting the radical Democrats destroying the country? Donald Trump tears into Republicans after Speaker McCarthy ousted from his seat by his own party. Donald Trump has been a supporter of Kevin McCarthy, has regularly met with McCarthy. They have photos together. McCarthy was down fundraising and assisting Donald Trump in various capacities. But Donald Trump, you know, siding with Kevin McCarthy. But, you know, what can you do? Force of gravity applies to all of us. Now Donald Trump is being asked about members of Congress positing that he must become Speaker. Here is Congressman Troy Nehls of Texas. Many America First patriots support my nomination of Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. He lists a couple of members, Greg Stube, Anna Paulina Luna, Ronnie Jackson, Barry Moore, and many others, he says. Let's make America and the House great again. Troy Nehls saying he is going to nominate Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene saying the only candidate for Speaker I currently support is President Trump. He'll end the war in Ukraine, secure the border, and the politically weaponized government, make sure that American energy is independent again. He'll pass bills to effectively change the country for the better, and has proven 4-year record as president of the United States to receive a record number of Republican votes from any Republican presidential candidate.
Now, it's, of course, all fascinating stuff, but I think Donald Trump may have more to contribute to the country in other capacities. Here's an article now from the Gay Way Pundit breaking. Donald Trump says he's willing to serve as Speaker, will do whatever's best for the country. Several conservatives, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Troy Nehls of Texas, Greg Stube of Florida, have called on President Trump to serve as Speaker of the House as one way of helping him become president again. Well, President Trump has good news for these conservatives. He's willing to do it. Former President Donald Trump confirmed today from a New York courthouse they'd been approached about the possibility of becoming the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. Here we have a tweet from Colin Rook just in. Donald Trump confirms from the New York courthouse he's been asked about it, becoming House Speaker, and says he would do it. That would be epic. All I can say is we'll do whatever's best for the country and for the Republican Party. A lot of people have asked. Here's a tweet about it. Let me just offer my opinion about this. Jim Jordan would be a sensational Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan knows all the rules of the House. Jim Jordan shakes the trees. Jim Jordan is a powerful force. Donald Trump has so much to contribute on so many different grounds and in so many different arenas. I think being Speaker of the House would be a mistake because he's got too much to contribute on too many other grounds. It would be narrowing and restrictive. I think we can make better use with Trump out there dealing with everything else and Jim Jordan as Speaker of the House. That is my thought. Meanwhile, we have a report from Veterans Today on foreign policy explaining U.S. House Speaker McCarthy ousted due to alleged secret deal with Biden for Ukraine military aid. Apparently, Kevin McCarthy's answer is Putin's fault, by Rachel Marsden. This was originally published in Russia Today. By a vote of 216 and 210, Republicans voted with 208 Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to regime change one of their own, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who had tried appeasing the establishment over Ukraine funding, also paying lip service to a populist to whom he owed his job as House Speaker, and has just been rewarded with the honor of being the first dethroned speaker in U.S. history. It's a victory for the average American, unless you're an establishment hack, in which case it's all about Russia. The Chinese are happy. The Russians are happy. The Iranians are happy. Americans should be mad as hell that these eight people did this to our country, said Representative Dan Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska. How dare anyone derail the establishment policies when they made everything so great for the average American? McCarthy's supporters accuse opponents within his own party of fundraising off his ouster. If Americans are willing to reward the ouster by donating to those responsible, that would seem they aren't actually mad as hell, and it's the establishment Republicans who are offside. How fitting is it? Last straw in McCarthy's case seemed to be allegations invoked by Matt Gaetz that he'd gone behind the GOP back to the Biden administration to work something out on continued stream of aid to Ukraine, which had been seamlessly tacked onto the budget legislation that would keep the federal government running for at least another 45 days. Ukraine funding provision had been the sticking point that had been preventing Republicans from approving the bill until McCarthy stripped it out. But then Gaetz accused him of making a deal with Biden to revive a vote on yet another round of aid for Ukraine in a separate House deal. I think this is exactly right. If Biden wanted to take the risk of tacking support for Ukraine onto the bill that he figured lawmakers would be forced to pass, unless the alternative be a shutdown of the whole government, then he should have had to assume the full consequences of that gamble. Let the government shut down because the American president figured that its funding is as important as Ukraine's and that paying American bureaucrats would be directly tied to lawmakers' willingness to keep paying Kiev's. I think that's right. And the fact that it was published in Russia Today does an exemplary job, as does Sputnik News. There's a lot of good, accurate information coming from those sources we're not getting from the American press itself. Meanwhile, Ukrainian army urges Zelensky to lose the camo and deal with corruption. Numerous corruption scandals and cases of officials abusing their power are causing outrage among the Ukrainian people amid a record budget deficit of $38 billion planned for this year. This is from TASS, Russian News Service, Moscow, October 3rd. Ukrainian soldiers are appalled by the rampant corruption among the state top officials and the lack of interest of President Zelensky to do anything about it, Political reported, with reference to Ukraine's ex-minister of infrastructure from 2016 to 19, Vladimir Omelin, who's currently an officer in the armed forces. We are furious that some of our leaders prefer to cheat and steal when we are dying on the battlefield. We believe Zelensky should swap his camouflage for a tie-in suit and analyze what's happening around him and his team, the publication quoted. Omelin is saying, numerous corruption scandals and cases of officials abusing their power are causing outrage among the Ukrainian people amid a record budget deficit of $38 billion planned for this year. Reports of the defense minister taking a cut when purchasing food for the army, military equipment not being up to standard, unjustified spending by the Ministry of Culture and local authorities, embezzling money have drawn a lot of attention. This problem is also causing increasing discontent in the West, which is covering the budget deficit. Perhaps not for much longer. Well, get this. Russia And this is from U.S. News and World Report. Russia says 335,000 have signed up to fight. There's no plan for a new mobilization. Moscow. Russia has no plans for an additional mobilization of men to fight in Ukraine, as more than 335,000 have signed up this year so far to fight in the armed forces or voluntary units, the defense minister said Tuesday. Russia has been bolstering its armed forces and ramping up weapon production in the expectation of a long war in Ukraine, where front lines have barely shifted for a year. There are no plans for an additional mobilization, the defense minister said, telling top generals on state television. The armed forces have the necessary number of military personnel to conduct the special military operation. That's very positive. You're not going to get 335,000 Americans signing up to fight against Russia in Ukraine, I guarantee. Meanwhile, we have the Defense Department issuing a stark warning. U.S. aid for Ukraine is on the verge of running out. The U.S. Department of Defense has informed Congress of its depleting resources set aside for replenishing weapons previously sent to Ukraine. Michael McCord, the Pentagon chief financial officer, revealed that of the $35.9 billion Congress had sanctioned for refilling U.S. military inventory sent to Ukraine, only $1.6 billion remains. The inventory includes essential artillery, rockets, and missiles that Ukraine relies on for its operations against Russian advances. Yes, we're running out of equipment to send them. Is that any surprise? Meanwhile, Biden tells Congress, stop playing games and pass new Ukraine aid. A stopgap pending bill passed on Saturday to avert a government shutdown did not include the Ukrainian spending the White House is seeking. President Biden Sunday told Congress to stop playing games. This is from antiwar.com, by the way, and authorized the additional $24 billion in Ukraine aid he's requesting, which would bring a total U.S. spending for the proxy war to about $137 billion. Biden's comments came after Congress passed the stopgap funding bill last minute Saturday to avert a partial government shutdown that did not include money for Ukraine. Meanwhile, we have the Russian foreign minister. This comes from RT. In his address to the United Nations of a week or so ago, New World Order versus Empire of Lies, key takeaways from Lavrov's speech to the United Nations. But the West isn't the empire of lies. U.S. and its allies still reject the principle of equality in international relations, Lavrov said. Americans and Europeans keep looking down on the rest of the world, and that leads to their total intractability in any negotiations. Washington and its allies keep making promises left and right end up being reneged upon. Reckless Western politicians have forgotten about self-preservation. NATO activities have reached unprecedented levels since the end of the Cold War. More to come.
When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Three stories related to the 2024 election related to Carrie Lake, the FBI, and Google. Carrie Lake, in a fascinating development, is filing with the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, to run for Senate from Arizona. Former news anchor and Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake has filed with the FEC to run for Senate in Arizona. Lake, who recently been in court for a denied public record request back in 2022, has made multiple hints at a comeback to politics via a seat in the Senate, but she had yet to make an official announcement. Many news outlets like Axios believe this announcement will be happening at her rally set to be held on October 10th. RSBN will be covering it here. Stand by for that development. Something on the seedy side. Newsmax reports FBI eyes Trump supporters ahead of the 2024 vote. The FBI reportedly is secretly targeting supporters of former President Trump to prevent violence or any major civil disturbance around the time of the 2024 election. Right. Newsweek reported Wednesday it spoke to more than a dozen current or former government officials who specialize in terrorism in a 3-month investigation about the domestic security landscape and evaluate what President Joe Biden's administration is doing about what it calls domestic terrorism. A current FBI official requested anonymity, told Newsweek the Bureau is trying to avoid a repeat of the events of January 6th, but must also protect the constitutional rights of Americans to speak freely and protest the government. You know what a great job they've been doing since they had so many FBI informants in the crowd on January 6th, they don't even know how many they were. The whole business appears to have been orchestrated by the FBI with the complicity of Nancy Pelosi, the mayor of Washington, D.C., and the Capitol Police. The official said by focusing solely on Trump supporters, the FBI risks provoking the type of anti-government activities it claims to be working hard to prevent. Right. And here's a third. This will come as no surprise to those of you who follow Google. Google already rigging 2024 election by making Republican candidates and RFK Jr. invisible in search results. This is from Natural News, authored by Ethan Huff. The right-leaning Media Research Center has produced a report showing that tech giant Google is already manipulating the outcome of the 2024 election by burying search results for Republican candidates and Democrat turned independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Tests conducted by MRC and Just the News suggests that the online visibility of the GOP's 2024 presidential lineup is basically, get this, zero. The same is true of RFK Jr., who recently announced plans to switch from running as a Democrat to now running as an independent. MRC, Free Speech America, says Google search engine failed to produce fair results for GOP candidates and RFK Jr. in multiple searches. The tests were conducted just prior to the recent Republican presidential debate. Researchers conducted broad searches for presidential campaign websites, as well as two additional specifying the party affiliation of the various candidates. MRC also searched for Republican presidential campaign websites, but pulled up just two candidate websites on the first page, as well as the page of a Democrat and the page of a GOP candidate who is currently polling at less than 0.5%. Google is either the most incompetent search engine on the planet, or it is intentional, commented Dan Schneider, MRC, Free Speech America's vice president. This is absurd. Ken, formerly tweeted Texas, formerly tweeted Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, ran for president and failed in 2020, now running again in 2024. Blatant election interference, Google censorship. Why should we be surprised? That's exactly what Google has become. Not a mechanism for sharing free speech, but rather one intended to suppress information it doesn't want people to know. Meanwhile, Rand Paul is warning us.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Senator Rand Paul is warning us, stop the UN gun ban. Dear fellow Americans, the United Nations Small Arms Treaty has been the gun control lobby's crown jewel for decades. They've been waiting for an anti-gun president like Joe Biden to take the White House. They can launch an all-out effort to ratify it in the U.S. Senate. Now they think they finally see their opportunity to ram it through. You and I have a chance to stop them cold, as long as we take immediate action to help kill this dangerous treaty. Sign your firearm sovereignty survey below. Thanks for supporting the National Association for Gun Rights effort. The UN Small Arms Treaty basically destroys the Second Amendment, vitiates our right to keep and bear arms, in spite of the fact that worldwide, the greater the gun ownership for a nation, the lower the homicide rate. Democrats and other propagandists would have you believe the opposite is the case. The more guns, the more homicide, but the fact is the opposite. Recently illustrated in Brazil, where they got a new president, and he got rid of all the gun bans, and the gun rate went down. But this is true worldwide. And bear in mind, Americans use guns to defend themselves millions of times every year. saving an estimated 200,000 lives annually, which compares very favorably with the gun violence death rate, which is approximately 75,000 per year, over half of whom turn out to be suicides, which means that if you took guns away from the law, American people, you'd increase the gun death rate from roughly 30,000 to 230,000. How dumb is that? The Democrats have their head where the sun does not shine on gun control. Don't be fooled. Meanwhile, get this. Democrats are turning on Biden. Over.
Welcome to Bright Town Broadcast News for Wednesday, October 4th, 2023. Mike Adams here, and I want to start out by saying, Congressman Matt Gaetz, we are with you. We are with you. We support you. And, of course, Kevin McCarthy, the toll by plate service, then sends a bill. Do you know lefty people who are always making excuses for the criminals and for the addicts? Because I know people like this. It's disgusting. It's like your whole life, all you do is make excuses for people. You never hold anybody accountable. It's always a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance.
Well, Mike Adams goes on to explain that Democrats are turning against their own government, their own administration, because of the problems that are being generated by having these vast numbers of migrants. Meanwhile, here we have another report about what's happening at the border.
America's southern border, held in mysterious guarded facilities throughout the South. As we reported months ago, former Walmart buildings, which are now set up with guard shacks out front, try to go into those facilities and you'll be met with armed security. We'll tell you to turn around and please leave. What's in those facilities? Hundreds, if not thousands, of children. The government workers take these children, ferry them to their new owners across the country. Anthony Rubin from Muckraker.com is exposing this entire ring, has done an amazing job of trying to get answers about what is happening right in front of Americans' faces. They track down these federal Biden administration workers and ask them a few simple questions. Hey, where are you taking these children? You're at the airport. Where are you taking these children? Watch this.
Hey, what company are you guys with? Where are you guys taking this kid? Is this your kid here? Sir, is this your kid?
It's disgusting. It's just one of the many problems, as well as the increased fentanyl coming across. We got the crime cartels setting up fortresses, even in the United States. It's outrageous. Here we have Biden now finally waiving federal laws to allow a border wall to be constructed in South Texas. It's about time. He's taking a page out of Trump's book. I think that the pressure on the Biden admin, the criticism, has just become too great, too great. Meanwhile, and you're going to find this unbelievable, Nobel Peace Prize for shot that killed over 100,000 American children. Listen to this, the Reese Report.
Freedom of Information Act results have shown that the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists knew that the mRNA injections were commonly fatal to babies in the womb. And $11 million was spent to bribe OBGYNs to lie to pregnant women about the safety of the injections and convince them to get the shot. U.S. nursing home data clearly shows that the mRNA shots were killing the elderly. The mRNA shots are now causing cancer. The CDC admits at least 118,000 children have died suddenly in the USA since the rollout of the mRNA COVID vaccines. The actual count is likely much higher, and that was reported a year ago. Nothing has really changed. The historical mass murder continues, and the perpetrators remain free, pushing for round two and winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
Their discovery led to a monumental medical breakthrough, but even they were surprised when they learned today they're receiving one of the world's most prestigious awards.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine, the last thing a pair of scientists expected when the phone rang at 3:40 this morning.
My husband picked up and he was talking to somebody and then he just handed over and said, "This is for you."
Did you believe it at first?
Not really, you know, because, you know, people can make jokes.
I also thought it was a prank or an anti-vax joke or something.
This has to be a prank. Some anti-vaxxer is you know, playing with us and, you know, this can't be real.
It can be real when you're the most powerful influence in the world and you want someone to get a Nobel Peace Prize, even for a deadly jab, you can make it happen. It would have better been viewed as a joke. Here we have fascinating. John Kerry's daughter orders government to mass euthanize billions before 2023. This is bizarre. John Kerry's daughter wants this to happen on a massive scale. Check it out. Vanessa Kerry, speaking at a World Economic Forum panel, of course, to discuss the elite's plan to brainwash the public into accepting their fate in order to save the planet from so-called global boiling. It's all fabricated. It's all a hoax. It's all a mess of lies, just a total mess of lies. But that's what we're getting.
John Kerry's daughter has urged world governments to urgently ramp up the WF's propaganda so that members of the public are mentally prepared to witness the deaths of billions of human beings. In the global elite's great depopulation drive, Vanessa Kerry was speaking at a World Economic Forum panel to discuss the elite's plans to brainwash the public into accepting their fate in order to save the planet from so-called global boiling. According to Kerry, the people of the world have been softened up by the COVID pandemic, and they are now emotionally ready to accept that culling the vast majority of the population is in the best interests of humanity. But there's just one problem for Kerry and her cronies in the corridors of power at the World Economic Forum in Davos. The entire world is a crime scene, and the WEF has left its fingerprints all over it. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't.
Well, this is very telling. Even John Kerry's daughter. Meanwhile, this will come as no surprise. Robert Malone publishes, as of July 2021, the CDC knew the mRNA COVID vaccine masks were not working. As a storm cloud of COVID, gray and black propaganda coming from our governments, in close cooperation and partnership with pharma and academia, continue to pummel all of us, it's useful to revisit the actual timeline and events concerning what the U.S. government knew and when. I have previously covered the timeline of the government's awareness of the severity of the myocarditis and pericarditis adverse events associated with all these U.S. emergency use authorized COVID vaccines. That prior reporting built on the excellent work of Zach Stiber of the Epoch Times. It's hard to believe that Dr. Jill Glasspool Malone and I have now published over 800 essays on this Substack, technically going back to the very first, published on November 26, 2021. What many may not know is that before starting the Substack, I'd published many essays with Trial Site News, including a book on bioethics of experimental COVID vaccine deployment under the UAE. EUA, it's time to stop and look at what's going on. Dr. Malone has been completely sensational and in the forefront of explaining what the hell is going on. Here we have more from him promoting the idea. Nobody is safe until everybody is safely vaccinated. The problem being, no one can be safely vaccinated with the mRNA vax. According to Wikipedia, neurolinguistic programming is a pseudoscience, an approach to communication, personal development, and psychotherapy. According to them, neurolinguistic programming can treat problems such as phobia, depression, tic disorder, psychosomatic illness, nearsighted allergy, common cold, and learning disorder, often in a single session. But there's no scientific evidence to support the claims made by NLP advocates. It's been called a pseudoscience. Confused yet? Neurolinguistic programming had been performed on all of us by our government over the last 3 years. As for evidence, look at all the ways they've been promoting the vax. Malone is a wonderful source, and a piece he published about propaganda is available on my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Meanwhile, it appears that globalists are bragging about a planned water crisis. This is the next they want to unleash upon us. Apparently, not satisfied with the level of destruction caused by the planned COVID pandemic, realizing nobody is buying their climate change lies, the globalists at the World Economic Forum have a newly manufactured crisis in the works, and they're rather excited about it. In a clip from last year that is now resurfaced and is going viral, World Economic Forum contributor, Professor Mariana Mazzucato, can be seen teasing that a new water crisis will finally allow them to introduce their totalitarian world government. Mazzucato complained that the COVID pandemic and the related vaccine didn't pan out as they had hoped, but surely water will do the works. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water, she noted during her sinister speech. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and in some ways experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways we have failed miserably other times? And of course, she means about the One World Order agenda. And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things. But anyway, according to the WEF description, the purpose of the discussion was to formulate a 2-year initiative to transform the economics of water. The report and action plan will reshape how we talk about, value, and manage water in the rest of the 21st century. The World Economic Forum seemingly has a plan to control the most important resource on Earth so they can control every person on it. Check this out. WEF contributor talking about water.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street and our city and our region and our nation and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times? And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things, but anyway.
So that's what they got in mind for us now. They're going to manipulate our water supply. And have no doubt about it, it's not going to be for our good. It's not going to be to benefit our health. It's going to be able to extend their control of the world's population, which they're in the process of decimating as rapidly as they can. Absolutely stunning. Meanwhile, I mentioned that Robert Malone has a wonderful piece on propaganda. Let me share a bit of that with you from my blog at jameshfetzer.org. Robert Malone, MD, propaganda in the United States. This is a game of wits and will. You've got to be learning and adapting constantly to survive. The classic tome, Propaganda, written in 1928, was an attempt to alert the public to the power of propaganda, all the while allaying the public's fear of propaganda. The overall messaging of the book now seems so naive. More to come after this break.
Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Just to continue with what Robert Malone has to say about propaganda, it's made up of truth, almost truth, half truths, and truths out of context, as well as false truth, meaning lies. Often its purpose is not evil, but intended to manipulate. This is an important concept the classic book makes over and over again. governments and organizations use propaganda for good and for evil in general. Propaganda is classified by colors, white, gray, and black. A key concept or distinction to make: white propaganda, a type of propaganda where the producer of the material is clearly marked and indicated. The purpose of the information is transparent, otherwise commonly known as marketing and public relations. Involves communicating a message from a known source to a recipient, typically the public or some targeted audience, such as automobile buyers, often based on facts, though the whole truth may not be known. Gray propaganda is the communication of a false narrative or story from an unattributed or hidden source. The messenger may be known, but the true source is not. Material of unknown origin leaves a viewer unable to determine the creator or motives behind the message. An example would be placing news stories in news outlets instead of buying ads to directly appeal to the intended audience. Well, when you buy advertising, it's like a form of notification that as to the character of what you're reading. A message or false narrative coming through the news appears to be neutral and therefore believable, whereas direct appeals from someone who's clearly an opponent of the target person or organization tends to be unbelievable. Use a fake grassroots movement to spread messages or false narratives is an example thereof. Operation Mockingbird, the large-scale program of the U.S. CIA that began in the early years of the Cold War, manipulating domestic American news media for propaganda's purpose, often employed gray. Contrast with black. Black propaganda is designed to create the impression it was created by those it is intended to discredit. Black propaganda typically used to vilify or embarrass an opponent or enemy through misrepresentation. The major characteristic of black propaganda, when effective, is that the recipient or audience is not aware someone is influencing them and therefore does not feel pushed in a certain direction. It purports to emanate from a source other than its true source. More to come. And we'll be taking your calls right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.